Welcome to the Opsonomics Podcast, where we explore the latest trends and best practices in process improvement, data analytics, change management, Lean Six Sigma, and more. Each week, we'll bring you interviews with industry experts and thought leaders, as well as practical tips and advice for implementing these techniques in your own organization. Whether you're a business manager, consultant, or just curious about how to drive efficiency and effectiveness, this is the podcast for you. You are welcome if this is your first time on the Opsonomics Podcast. And if you are returning, we are delighted to have you back with us. It's episode 4 of the Opsonomics Podcast. And we will be covering a bit more on process improvement by centering on three aspects. The role of employee engagement in driving process improvement. Considerations when measuring process improvement initiatives. And finally, conflicts during process improvement initiatives. What role do employees' engagement play in driving process improvement initiatives? Employee engagement is a critical component for any successful process improvement initiative. When employees are engaged and invested in improvement processes, they are more likely to be motivated to identify areas for improvement, implement new processes and systems, and drive the overall success of the initiative. Let's jump into a few key ways to engage employees in the process improvement process. 1. Involve employees in the process improvement process. Employees who are involved in the process improvement process are more likely to be invested in the outcome. You can do this by creating teams or committees focused on process improvement, soliciting employee input and feedback, and providing opportunities for employees to lead or participate in process improvement initiatives. 2. Communicate the goals and objectives of the process improvement initiative. Employees are more likely to be engaged when they understand the purpose and goals of the process improvement initiative. Clear and effective communication is critical in ensuring your employees understand the initiative's objectives and how they can contribute to achieving them. 3. Provide training and resources. Employees are more likely to be engaged when they feel equipped to contribute to the process improvement initiative. Providing training and resources can help employees feel more confident and capable in identifying areas for improvement and suggesting changes. 4. Recognize and reward success. When employees see their contributions recognized and rewarded, they are more likely to continue to be engaged in the process improvement process. It's great to recognize individuals or teams who have made significant contributions to the process improvement initiative and celebrate their successes. And number 5. Make process improvement a continuous effort. Continuously reviewing, monitoring, and evaluating the process improvement is important. Encourage employees to identify and suggest new areas for improvement, and recognize their contributions to the ongoing process. To ensure employee engagement and drive successful process improvement initiatives, it's essential to involve employees in the process, clearly communicate the goals and objectives of the initiative, provide necessary training and resources, recognize and reward successes, and make process improvement an ongoing effort. By taking these steps, you can create a culture of continuous improvement within the organization and empower employees to take ownership of the process improvement process. Your employees are now engaged in driving process improvement initiatives, so let's identify quickly the key considerations when measuring the process improvement. 1. Identify the right metrics. To accurately measure the impact of process improvement initiatives, it is important to identify the right metrics to track. This may include metrics such as cost savings, time savings, improved customer satisfaction, and increased efficiency. 2. Use data-driven approaches. To ensure the accuracy and reliability of the results, it is important to use data-driven approaches when measuring the impact of process improvement initiatives. This may involve collecting data before and after the improvement, using statistical tools to analyze the data, and setting benchmarks to compare the results. 3. Communicate the results. Once the impact of the process improvement initiatives has been measured, it is important to communicate the results to stakeholders in a clear and concise manner. This may involve presenting the results in a report or presentation, or sharing the results through email or other communication channels. 4. Use visual aids. To help communicate the results effectively, it can be helpful to use visual aids such as charts, graphs, and infographics. These can help illustrate the results in a clear and easily understandable way. 5. Emphasize the benefits. When communicating the results, it is important to highlight the benefits of the process improvement initiatives. This may include cost savings, time savings, improved customer satisfaction, increased efficiency, or other benefits that are relevant to the stakeholders. 6. Share success stories. To help illustrate the impact of the process improvement initiatives, it can be helpful to share success stories or examples of how the improvements have made a positive difference in the organization. 7. Engage with stakeholders. To ensure that the results are well received and understood, it is important to engage with stakeholders and allow for questions and feedback. This can help build support for the program and encourage buy-in from key decision makers. And finally, 8. Follow up. To ensure that the results are not forgotten, it is important to follow up with stakeholders after the results have been communicated. This may involve providing updates on progress or seeking feedback on how the results are being used. When you measure and communicate the impact of process improvement initiatives, organizations can demonstrate the value of the improvements and secure the support and resources needed to continue the program. This can help drive long-term success and continuous improvement within the organization. As with anything team-related, there are bound to be conflicts, and process improvement initiatives are not exempted either. Process improvement initiatives can be fraught with conflicts that can arise from a variety of sources, including differences in opinion, competing priorities, and lack of communication. One common source of conflict is a difference in opinion about the best course of action for a process improvement initiative. For example, one team member may believe that automating a process is the best way to improve efficiency, while another team member may argue that manual processes are more reliable. These conflicting opinions can lead to disagreements and delays in implementing a solution. Another source of conflict is competing priorities. Often, process improvement initiatives must be balanced with other important projects and responsibilities. For example, a team may be working on a process improvement initiative while also trying to meet a tight deadline for a different project. This can lead to conflicts over resources and time, as well as disagreements about which project should take priority. Lack of communication is also a common source of conflict during process improvement initiatives. Without clear and open communication, team members may not understand the goals of the initiative or may be unclear about their roles and responsibilities. This can lead to confusion and frustration, which can ultimately slow down progress and increase the likelihood of conflicts. It is important to ensure that conflicts during process improvement initiatives are minimized by establishing clear goals and priorities from the beginning. Team members should be made aware of the initiative's goals, and their roles and responsibilities should be clearly defined. Communication should also be a priority, with regular meetings and updates to keep everyone informed and on the same page. In order to resolve conflicts as they arise, organizations should have a designated team member or manager who acts as a mediator and a clear process for bringing up and addressing concerns. By addressing conflicts in a timely and effective manner, teams can work together more efficiently and effectively to achieve process improvement goals. In conclusion, conflicts are a natural consequence of any process improvement initiative, but they can be mitigated by clear communication, well-defined roles, and a process for resolving conflicts. With the proper management, conflicts can turn into opportunities for growth and progress. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of the Opsonomics Podcast. On our next episode, we will be covering the impact of process improvement on customer satisfaction and the customer-centric approach to process improvement.